It's Friday, July 24th, 2020, and I'm Dave Soult. Four things to know today. Monetization drives criminals. Twitter CEO talks security. Apple muscles developers. And a preview of Saturday's interview episode. This is the Business of Tech. SonicWall offers a mid-year update to their 2020 Cyber Threat Research Report. Criminal activity in the U.S. leveraging ransomware spiked nearly 110% during the first half of 2020 and is attributed to remote workforce vulnerabilities. While the U.S. saw attacks jump 109%, the global jump was just 20%. Why the jump in the U.S.? Because criminals find it effective and anonymous. Malware dropped 24%, showing crime's interest in monetization. Additionally, there is a 50% rise in IoT malware attacks. Why do we care? There are two takeaways here. The criminals continue to learn, and they are seeking better return on their investment. This is fodder for any time a customer tells you they aren't the target. Yes, they are, because they have money to pay a ransom. These are not random. They are targeted to a profile. I'm noting the IoT increase as well. I would postulate that the rise in IoT attacks is simply learning. It starts with malware. It moves to more. Your actions. This is information to use for education and look to shift your language. If you missed it, Sunday's editorial speaks to language to think about and leverage in a risk mitigation model. Some more follow-up to the intrusion by Bitcoin-focused criminals. Twitter has confirmed that 130 accounts were accessed last week and 45 sent tweets, of which many advertised the con. Those intruders were able to view the private messages of 36 accounts. CEO Jack Dorsey was quoted saying, "Security doesn't have an endpoint. It's a constant iteration to stay steps ahead of adversaries. We fell behind, both in our protections against social engineering of our employees and restrictions on our internal tools." Why do we care? I'm a bit security-themed today. Jack's quote reinforces it, although here it points out to the real problem of social engineering. "I'm an advocate for a zero-trust security model. Assume everyone cannot be trusted rather than they can be, and you create many more controls and process for ensuring compromises are much harder to execute. Redundancy, like requiring more than one person to execute sensitive actions, and the like are keys to this model. Think about a classic phishing attack. If you can't transfer money without two people signing off or even two verified interactions, you have more moments to consider the consequences." That's my takeaway here. Also, think about your own internal tools. As a provider, you have a lot of power. Make sure you're protected. The Washington Post is reporting that Apple's opening of its Find My app to third-party developers came with a number of restrictions, including limiting competing services from being used simultaneously. Developers were also required to sign an additional license agreement, which prevented them from sharing details of the new specification. Why do we care? While at recording time, it's expected that next week's sessions with big tech leadership in Congress will be delayed. Many of these issues will be discussed during those hearings. I'm not hopeful for big outcomes. My interest in this remains the impression big tech gives to the market. Throwing your weight around like this is not good for smaller technology companies and damages the trust in companies that implement. I'm looking for data on this besides the general trust dropping. And remember, the public's trust that technology is good for society dropped 20 points since 2016. That's why you care. And to finish up for today, a quick preview of a bonus episode coming out tomorrow, Saturday. A discussion with Michael Mattel, president and GM of Rapid Fire Tools, talking about their new Network Detective Microsoft Cloud Assessment module.
There is overlap between what Network Detective does and RMMs do. But RMMs are really, I think of an RMM as a monitoring system that's really threshold oriented. And when thresholds are violated, it sets off an alert that the MSP now has to do something to remediate. What we do best is collect data and analyze it.
That full interview with perspectives on what the product does and where it fits in will release tomorrow. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio in our Give What You Want model. Patreons get access to videos and editorials early. They get the ability to vote on what topics we're going to be covering and discussing, and they get to interact with one another and discuss the issues of the day. Find it at patreon.com/MSP Radio. That full interview drops tomorrow, and look for an editorial on Sunday. Talk to you again on Monday.